Marty, we begin with a big business opportunity for many local agricultural producers and really the entire state of New Mexico. That is cannabis. There is, of course, a push to legalize recreational cannabis. And at the same time, we also have another crop, hemp, that is certainly in the news all over the country because of the growth of CBD products. And you have a great story on this week.
Yes, and CBD not only is an ingredient in hemp, but also hemp can be used as fiber for clothing. It can be used in paints. There's a lot of uses, commercial applications for hemp. And now that it's legal in the state, the previous administration vetoed any kind of legislation that way. So that is now, we're just kind of in an embryonic stage here as to the hemp industry. So that is on the docket. But also a legalization push started by the new governor on perhaps she's going to introduce a bill in the 2020 legislature legalizing the recreational use. Now, they've already decriminalized, and that's of marijuana. And so our stories kind of not only bring the politics into it and the business side of it, but also the difference between hemp and marijuana and the 0.03 THC kind. That's kind of the breakoff point. But there are, it's pointed out in the story, that there's about 5,000 acres of land in New Mexico currently in cannabis production for the medical marijuana program. And people are buying up land in our area with plans to plant cannabis once it becomes legalized.
For recreational
purposes.
Already seeing a boom in many states where this is happening. California, of course, for many years, Colorado. And so we're just going to have to watch. It's going to be fascinating to see.
Yes, and there's also some hearings coming up with the county sheriff on legalization. One in Hatch next week, one in Radium Springs, and another in Las Cruces.
Look for it in the bulletin. A new member of the New Mexico Game Commission,
David Souls. And he is the brother of Bill Souls, a state rep or senator, and he's one of two from Las Cruces have been named to the New Mexico Game Commission, along with Roberta Salazar Henry. And Mike Cook did an interview with Souls and talked about his background as a conservationist, outdoorsman, and so forth, and a pretty interesting human interest story from Mr. Souls and how he is going to work on the Game Commission.
All right. In the arts, I love the name of this new theater company. It's very creative. Junk Drawer Productions. And they're going to be specializing in, I understand, musicals right now, correct? And a
correct.
First play in September.
Yes, Cabaret. There are going to be rehearsals in September, and then it's supposed to open in October and play at Mesilla Community Center in Mesilla, and not one of the theaters downtown. And they say they take the name for the new production company because, quote, it is a mix of performers with different backgrounds and experiences, musical styles, venues, and large scale and smaller shows are going to be putting on. So it's kind of a grab bag of performers and their mission statement. And so it's just the junk drawer. I like the name, actually.
Yeah.
And they're hoping to put on some other musicals beginning next year. So Jesus Christ Superstar would be one as well.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. In Southwest Living, we wrap up with something I'm really glad you're covering. What a great idea. 1 acre urban community garden springs up in the heart of Las Cruces.
Yes, it's an acre of land owned by First Christian Church, located across Franger Street from the park there behind the church at 1809 El Paseo Road. And it has a number of partners, La Semilla Food Center, Backyard Farms, which is kind of the coordinator of all this, NMSU, Doña Ana County Cooperative Extension Service, with its Master Gardener Corps. So they're behind it as well, and it's going to be all volunteers.
Great opportunity for the community. We love to see that. True local food. Marty, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.